First of all, Gus, before we talk about the name, what's the situation with Gary Dicker?
We don't know early doors. I mean, we need to reassess tomorrow, probably test a few exams, and then we will know why is the injury.
So has he gone to hospital for x-rays, or is he being assessed here?
We're trying to do things that we can now, and the rest are going to be done probably tomorrow.
Talking about the game, what did you make of the performance?
We are back. We are back as a Brighton team. We are back as a Brighton in possession. We are the Brighton dominating a game against a Premiership club, because it's a Premiership club, West Ham, without any doubts. We got punished 1-1 mistake, which is my responsibility, because I'm the one that made the team play this way. So you cannot blame anyone except myself.
And at this level, of course, a mistake like that, you get punished.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. Is it going to be times where we won't make the mistake and we will win football games? What is nice is to see top team going in front of the box for whatever time it was today, especially the second half, which is, I feel happy today. For the first time in my life, losing a game, I'm feeling proud of my team, the way that we put West Ham all the time, you know, with the back on the back of the halfway line.
You changed things around up front again today, bring Ashley Barnes a start, then you brought on Will Hoskins. Are you still trying to find the right combination up front, Gus?
No, I think it's depending on things that we're doing on the pitch, depending on the players that they are, the quality of the opposition, and where you want to win the game. And today, we put everything on, you know, or most of the game on the legs of Krainun. He delivered plenty of quality. We couldn't finish the actions. And like I said about Brighton today, I'm very pleased because it was Brighton again.
Steve Harper, very much a last-minute signing. How long have you been tracking him, Gus?
Well, no, we've been monitoring. We are ready, plenty of things in every position. I want to give a rest to the goalkeepers, that they were so much under pressure. And we thought with some experience it would be great. I think it was comfortable apart from the goal, which is something that we were not expecting to have. We'll see what happens in the future.
What made you decide you needed to bring another goalkeeper?
No, it's just, you know, performances. We were a little bit insecure, nerves, you know, also in training. Decisions you need to make as a manager.
And the same, another player making his debut today, Gonzalo Janko. How did you think he did?
He's a Premiership player. It's too easy for him, this level. The ball, the way he moves, the way he touches the ball, the way he passes the ball, the way he understands the game, outstanding.
I suppose, you know, it's now 7 games without a win. Is that starting to affect the confidence of the players?
Well, we play like today, no. I will hope that the rest of my career, when I go 7 games without winning, I play the way we play today, because I show that I'm different to the rest. We play a different football. We care about the result without any doubt, but we care about as well of the ball, that is how this game is called, football.
And games come thick and fast, and tough games as well. Birmingham away coming up on Saturday.
Listen, when we play against the top teams, we are not expecting more than a difficult day. You need to be spot on. We were not. We were 99 today, not 100. And that means that we lost the game. So now another game at Birmingham with the same attitude and the same desire of passing the ball and making sure that we create a clear chance that we didn't today.